call themselves Pan Am North Stars. Sorry for that cut off just like that. That's how it ended. Once again, let me say a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal and the world at large. I'm sitting in for the tech head of this program, who is busy as usual. You heard the Pan Am North Stars, winner of the 1963 Panorama, playing Sparrow's Dan is the Man in the Band. Or Van, I think it is. But whatever it is, I remember this is my first steel pan side I've ever seen up close. And they all wore this blue and white outfit, and they sounded great. Because, you see, they were sponsored by the Pan American Airways, so they dressed and looked this. And I'm sitting here in this snowy country looking at the library in Clarendon, Clarendon Parish Library, and they were to the left side, my left, their right side of the library, on the side of this hill near Muir Park. Anybody from Clarendon will know exactly where I'm talking. And it was beautiful. I mean, beautiful. The sun was just settling down, and the music was fantastic. So Pan Am North Stars, 1963 winners of Panorama. I'm just going to play this by request. Somebody recommended it to me, and I listened to it, and I fell in love. How great thou art on Pan. So keep it locked. Boom, boom time. Coming up, Pat Dillon Moore. Thank you. How great thou art. What a lovely rendition. How great thou art, you that I speak to on the phone at the moment. How great are you?
Greatish, you know. A greatish, a good despite.
You're good?
How
All
are
right.
you?
I'm good, my dear. You know, I just was talking to a friend of mine out of Toronto, and he was telling me about a friend of ours that is 2 years younger than me, has Alzheimer's, and I'm saying, no, this can't be true. But apart from that, everything is, it's all right.
Well, I get you. I live in it. Want to send love to Patricia Hartley and her family.
Okay.
And there's just always somebody, right?
Always.
But there's also joy. And there are always people being born. Little new babies.
Yep. That's a magic moment. Gemma Rayburn Baines was telling me she's now a grandmother. I said, I thought you were older than that. No, she's
what
now a grandmother.
No, married.
Yeah?
But look
well.
At the Kevin Ball. Kevin got baby.
Yeah.
What a la-la.
But he's married. He's a big man now.
Sorry. Don't bother me. Yes. Anyway, we have an exciting show today.
Tell me about it.
We have authors. Could you imagine? CKUT's Jesse Walker, slightly illegal, mm-hmm. and his wife have a cookbook out. So I'm dying to find out all about that. And that's what we've been saying all through COVID. What are the new yous? What are your new creativities? What are you doing?
Right.
And it's a fine cookbook. So I you know, yes.
And also,
and yes,
Go ahead, Pat.
I was going to say, I'm going to ask him how I'll never deliver some parties. So we could test the book.
Exactly what I was about to say. You're reading my mind from a distance or what? You know what I mean? I can only do these things if I'm tasting what I'm talking about.
Thank you very much. You
hint,
know what?
Hint.
Don't tell nobody. We're going to lay away at him.
Good old Jesse, man. Long time I haven't seen that guy.
I tell you, long time we've not seen nobody.
Nobody. It's so true, so true.
And I am part of Jesse, but
I saw Storm the other day. Where did I see Storm? Oh, on the computer. How are you, Stormy?
Jesse is not just, what's the word? It's not just an author. What is he? He's not just an author, but he's a what? Our own Jesse. He's not just an author.
No.
I can't wait to hear about this book. I can't wait.
All right. So we're going to hear about the book. I'm sure he and his beautiful lady will describe it to us. Because I was watching some of the pictures and I stopped after the third page because I was getting hungry. And I'm not lying.
Well, you have a couple of things I
I'm not looking at it no more, but it's so delicious. I nearly started to bite into my printer. I said, get down, boy, get down. I just want to know about the patties and some of the... Anyway, you know what? You do this interview because I can't manage it.
All right, then. No, okay, take time. Hush, my love. Hush.
The food looked too good, man.
No, it's really well done. So we're going to do that. And then I believe we're talking to some of the ladies who are going to be honored from the tea that's coming up for International Women's Day.
Right.
Right.
We're going to try and squeeze them in today.
Two were interviewed on West Indian Rhythms yesterday.
Right.
And now we'll do another two today.
Herla Osios. Herla Osios is one of the ladies.
Okay.
I hope I got that right and she doesn't send nobody to beat me because of my pronunciation. But this one is quite easy. Latoya Belfon.
Okay.
She will be on also. We're going to try and squeeze them in because next week they were supposed to be on on the program with us. But what happened, we have this DJ who has 2.5 million followers, and we want to find out how he does it.
Yeah. Tell you, my love. Play a little music, and then when we come back, just now at about 4:25, we're going to talk to Jesse and Cindy.
All right. It's now 15 minutes past the hour of 4 p.m., and as the ladies say, play a little music there, you know what I mean? So let me look and see. A long time I don't hear from Vern, you know, man. Vern, a long time I don't hear from him. Let me touch a little bit. Who can't hear must feel?
Who can hear must feel?
This is Vern Maytowns.
Who can hear a feel?
On Boom Boom Time.
I'm saying, who can hear must feel?
Turning back the pages of time.
As somebody say, yes. The humblest calf suck the most milk.
So me say.
I said the humblest calf suck the most milk. What eyes no see, heart no leave. Yes, I know.
Coming up will be Jesse and his charming lady telling us all about a cookbook that they've just released. That makes me hungry every time I think about it, so I leave it up to Pat. By request, this is Mr. Michael Bolton. I couldn't figure out the text, so I won't say anything. You can text me back and tell me the full story or the story. Michael Bolton, still standing tall in the hearts of lovers and others. And boom, 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 boom. They may have Tabanka music, you know. A love so beautiful, that's what he said about his lovely wife. On Boom Boom Time. Whoa, real Tabanka music. Hold gone a minute. I just get the rest of the text. The man want come back home, all right? That's what it's all about. The man want come back home. I won't call any names. Michael Bolton, the love so beautiful we made it slip away. And you two better get back together because you said she was dancing. She was dancing and you were dancing. Not together, but apart. So you're still in the same environment. So get together, work it out, all right? Taking us up to Miss... I'm getting your text there, son. This is Drupati coming up to Miss Patricia interview with Mr. Jesse. This is My Love So Beautiful, Drupati.
Like
have this woman. I wonder if she's still performing. I hope so. Here we go. Hello? Is this Drupati?
Hello?
Is it Drupati? Because I need somebody to roll the tassa. Any of you guys capable of doing it, or are you just talking about food now to make me hungry?
Well, I could hold the tassa, but we're also going to talk about food to make you hungry.
Okay, go right ahead. It's all yours. I took off my headphone, and I have the pillow on top of my head.
You big wuss.
Go right ahead.
Yeah,
of course.
Welcome, and I don't even think it's appropriate to welcome him home because Jesse is a contributor.
He lives on the station.
He's part of the family, right? He's part of the broadcasting family. What is it that he doesn't do, right? So he's been at the forefront in the entertainment scene. He's brought a carnival band, and you name it. He's done it. Magazines. He's done some of the more prolific graphic promotional tools that many companies and promoters have used in the city.
Right.
And so now he tells me two things that are very, very shocking, Stretch. One, he told me he did a cookbook. And then the way he said it is, I did a cookbook with my wife, and my head went, wife? So yeah. We also welcome to the station Cindy Young, his wife.
Wow.
Welcome, Jesse and Cindy.
How are you guys doing?
Hi, guys.
Hello there.
Now, let's start with the wife bit. Jesse, where you had this wife hiding all the while, man?
I'm in the club scene. I ain't missing no wife to the degenerates in the clubs. You know that. Come on now.
So it's a down-low marriage, but you play the play, but you don't walk the walk.
It's all over the social media. It's not my fault you guys don't look on the gram. It's all there. That's the new wedding invitation. It's the Instagram Live. You know, that's how it is now.
Oh, sorry.
I think in a nice way, he just called us old fart Stretch. That's
not us. You,
what?
Okay? I'm a young fart, okay? Right,
okay.
Right, Jesse?
Stretch is still on MySpace. That's all I'm going to say.
Good.
Woo! I thought you were going to say Napster.
Pat, Cindy. Let's talk about the book and Cindy. And forget Jesse,
yes.
Okay?
All right, forget Jesse.
Cindy's the superstar of this book, so please talk to her. She's
yes.
Cindy,
I have my questions lined up.
Yes. When did you start your love affair with food?
So my parents taught me how to cook since a very young age. I used to watch them do like 12-course meals whenever there's like a New Year's or a Christmas party. So I've always been helping my parents in the kitchen. I really only started cooking, I would say, when I actually moved out because I didn't have my parents to cook for me anymore, and I had to cook for myself. So that's when I started to really learn, and, you know, the endless amount of phone calls to my parents of how to make some of my favorite dishes.
Go on. Well, it's a beautiful book. I tell you, the first page, okay, Montreal, and let me tell you what this book is. You see your children who are moving out, and they want to do a couple things. And yes, they have recipes online. But this is the type of book that this can be your go-to book. It has everything. Now, let's start with the pages of all the spices. Tell me.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even get past how neatly they're labeled.
Oh. I have about 300 spices.
Wow.
So I like to try any type of cuisine, anything from Indian, Creole, Asian, Japanese, you name it. So, yeah, it's definitely 300 spices. It all started with my dad when I was a little kid. He used to actually blindly make me taste different types of spices and explain to me where they come from, how you can use it. So that's kind of how it started.
Wow.
Okay. No, Dad was what? He got it from his mom?
Definitely got it from his parents as well.
Okay. I'm going to be fast. What is your cultural background?
So my parents are from the island of Mauritius.
Beautiful island.
We're a mix of Asian and Creole.
Okay.
I ask one question, please? Thank you.
Sure.
Is that where you got the hint to make patties, Jamaican
yes.
patties? Is that right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I can make anything, even rotis or any type of curries. That's how I started to. Well, really, when we're in lockdown, I started to miss some of my favorite dishes, and then I decided to try to make the patties, and I posted on Facebook. I got such a great reaction. People were asking me for the recipes. And then I think that's how kind of it started, that Jesse and I looked at each other and said, hey, how about if we just, you know, write a cookbook?
Yeah, she got the idea, honestly. She grew up on Mackenzie Street. So, if you grew up on Mackenzie Street, then, you know, walking home from school and walking from the subway, she passed both Curry House and Spicy.
And them smell boy.
So, you know. Exactly.
I mean, is that patties as flaky on the inside as it looks? I have all kind of thing running through my mouth here because.
Next time she makes patties, I don't know when it's going to be, but the next time she makes patties, I will drive and drop you off some patties.
You better do that. That's what I was.
I guess next time I'm in NDG, I got to go by Pat. I'll bring you guys both some patties. Don't worry about it. I want to hear your honest opinion.
You will get my honest opinion. Because if it's going by looks alone, if these patties are going by looks alone, I put them up against any Jamaican patty in Montreal. Believe you me. They look nice.
All the pictures we took it from our kitchen. There's no real Photoshop involved in the pictures. I didn't put any filters. So all those pictures are like straight. We did, because when we did the actual cookbook was when the lockdown was really strong. Mm-hmm. So we did everything out of our kitchen. So it's like, you know, what you see is what anybody, if you follow the recipes. So Stretch, you can make your own patties. You don't have to wait for us. You can make the patties.
I can't make my own hot water. Okay. So leave me alone. I just taste and eat. Okay.
Listen, if you can make yourself a vodka orange juice, you can make yourself a patty. It's that easy.
Behave yourself, Jesse, okay?
Wow,
don't encourage me.
No, but they look good.
It looks good. Them patty really looks good. Go ahead, Pat. You have all the questions.
No, I'm just here stuck in the book right now. Alicia, Miss Diva wants to steal
that
the
book
from me. But
good.
You know what? I buy all sorts of cookbooks. That's why I bought this one. And it's sometimes you have this thing where what to cook. And Caribbean cooks or any cooks, we have this nasty habit of taking people their recipe and add the touches, right? So I see some things and I say, no, I'm going to add this to this and that to that. Right? It's wonderful. And where did you start eating? What are some of the best foods for you? Because I am like, sounds like me and you, we're sisters, or we walk with your belly.
Well, I mean, some of my favorite recipes, which are in the book, is like Jeno Tau or chicken and waffles, or even butter chicken. I don't know if you like Thai food, even Pad Thai is also my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of desserts, too. I don't know if you like donuts, so I have a donut recipe, biscotti. I even show you how to make creme brulee and mousse, even truffles, and even gelato ice cream.
Listen, you got me at the chicken and the waffles.
You got me at the ice cream.
And the Jeno Tau, because Thor makes a mean Jeno Tau. And my daughter in Trinidad, I have to actually bring butter chicken from the favorite restaurant when I go to Trinidad. So now I'm going to send this to her.
Well, the beautiful thing about this book is the book is available on Amazon and it ships worldwide. So,
right.
You know, I know in Trinidad you can just order the U.S. Version, which is also, you know, you can order the U.S. version. And I'm not sure about Trinidad, but I know in a lot of the islands, I have a friend who bought the book in Dominican Republic, and she was able to get it shipped there.
You know, listen to this stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Buttermilk cheddar waffle.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm going into that.
You know.
Okay, so I know Stretch can't make hot water.
Yes, yes.
I'm the same way, but Pat, I know you cook. So when am I going to see a picture of you and Stormy making one of the dishes? Because that's what I want to see. I want you to post
me
a picture.
Okay, let me see what I have here. Maybe the butter chicken within 3 weeks.
Okay, I'll hold you on it.
Ooh, crispy Korean barbecue chicken wing. The pad thai. Maybe the pad thai, too. Lots. I got everything in this book.
You know, everybody's listening to the show right now, Cooking Sunday Dinner, and just getting even more hungry by you just mentioning all the names.
How did you read my mind?
What? Fettuccine Alfredo right away, because Storm is a noodle. The ravioli, I have wanted to try ravioli because I have made my own pasta, but the ravioli, and I like how it's laid out and all that stuff. And it's just simple.
Well, the thing about the book is that we put, like, I think there's like over 400 pictures in the book.
Wow.
For some of the more complicated recipes, we do a picture by picture, step by step guide on how to make it. And we have everything, the fettuccine Alfredo. Everybody I know, they buy the box in the grocery store and they microwave it. But making fettuccine Alfredo from scratch, when she gave me the recipe, I was like, it's that simple? I didn't realize it's that simple. And then we also have recipes like the ravioli, which is like you're making everything for the pasta, everything from scratch, which is a little bit harder. But, I mean, all the steps are step by step. And so it's, like I said, I'm somebody who can cook eggs, maybe, I guess. I don't know. You know.
No, so, you have great breakfast.
Yeah, I can cook breakfast, okay? But you know what? It's like following the step-by-step recipes in the book, it's like I was able to cook some of these things. So it's not something that we're trying to make that's over the head. Anybody can make these dishes. And the beautiful thing about this book is that it's not one specific genre of cooking. So it's not like an Asian cookbook or a West Indian cookbook or an Italian cookbook. The idea is that we wanted to make the best dishes that you normally can go to a restaurant and buy, but you don't usually cook at home. But these days you can't go to a restaurant. So we wanted to make a cookbook that you could really replicate that restaurant feeling at home relatively easy. So that's why there's everything in the book, like Cindy said, from Indian and Jamaican and Asian. So everything's in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cindy girls, I love the boards because I've been doing a lot of cheese boards and boards and things like that, right?
They make me want to write a book.
They make you want to write a book.
You can write a book, Stormy. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. You know what? You should write the book because it's not hard. You just have to cook the food, take some pretty pictures, and there you go.
Yeah, definitely with the boards, I wanted to show how easy it would be to just throw some things together that you can buy if you ever have, like, a surprise visit or people come over and you just want to do something that's really quick that doesn't require a lot of work.
So Cindy always has, and this comes from her Mauritius background, but she always has emergency food ready in case somebody randomly pops into the house.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
yes.
Know, so sort of like, you know, if somebody's like, you know, the Amazon delivery guy shows up or something, she always has, like, emergency desserts or emergency boards ready. And, I mean, you know, for those that don't know, which boards are like, you know, you go to a restaurant and you get, like, a cheese board or you get, like, a cold cuts board and you're paying, like, $100 for it.
Yeah.
And it's so simple. And in the book, we just have some photographs that show you how you can make your own boards. And, you know, if somebody comes over, you can just, you know, honestly go in your fridge, cut up some cheese, cut up some cold cuts, and even Stretch could do it.
Yes.
That's how easy it is.
Yeah, but my question is, I've listened to you three talking, but nobody has told me the title of the book. How do I order this on Amazon?
So the name of the book is called Indulgences. It's available worldwide on Amazon. So all you have to do is go on Amazon, on any country, Amazon.ca or Amazon.com, and Google search Indulgences. Also, you can go on Cindy's website, which is chefcindy.ca. And if you go on chefcindy.ca and click it, all the links for all the different countries are there. So we're actually worldwide. So, like, we sold books in Great Britain. We've sold books in Dominican Republic, obviously the U.S. and Canada, Australia. And it's been going great. We hit the top 25 cookbooks in Canada.
Wow.
And we're, like, one of the number four best-selling cookbooks in Canada. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's just been something that has been great for us to do together. And, I mean, you know, I know when you look at me, you don't think cookbook, but you know what?
We do think cookbook.
I'm not saying a word. Yes, but we do think cookbook.
The three of us, if you look at the three of us, we think cookbook, correct?
The cookbook is not only amazing. It's not only amazing. It's more, when I look at that cookbook, it's more beautiful, like,
Thank you so much.
I appreciate that compliment.
Yeah, so I think it would make a great gift for when the kids move out. And we have this habit where we do all the things for the kids, right? This, they could definitely,
I think you buy the book, you buy them some spices, and then you're like, here you go.
Throw them out.
It's
18.
Out.
Throw them out.
You know what? You have to October. So you know what? Then she's 18, and then there you go. Boom.
Well, congratulations. Once again, the book is called Indulgences, a cookbook of favorite restaurant dishes to make at home. Cindy Young with Jesse Walker. And you said that you want us to tag you in pictures when we make stuff?
Of course, yes.
Please.
Okay.
I want Stretch to send me a picture when he boils some water. So, you know, maybe
you
he can do
take
a lot. Yeah, maybe he could put a lemon slice in the hot water, you know, and make it fancy and stuff. So, you know.
I don't know why I said that and let Jesse hear. I'll never live this down. It's a beautiful cookbook. Trust me.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Well put together. But then it's Jesse, so.
We just we couldn't go to restaurants anymore during lockdown, and it's just like I got whiny because, you know, I couldn't get my favorite restaurant foods like sushi or like, you know, different types of food. So I said, hey, can you make this? You're an amazing cook. And she's like, I guess I can make it. And then we did the research, and then we posted some pictures online, and then people were asking for the recipes. And then we decided, hey, why don't we just put everything together in a book that is easy for people to read. And then it was like that.
Would you encourage other people out there, particularly the older community, because the older community, some of them are retiring and some of them are looking for something to do. And one of the things I've been encouraging for the last couple of months is put your narratives out there. And what better way to put out your narrative is to write a little bit about you and your relationship with food and do your own recipes, how you make it. Would you encourage people?
I would definitely
go the Amazon route.
I mean, listen, when we published a book, we had the option of doing an e-book or doing a printed book. We just did a printed book because we have so many images. We wanted it to be able to be something that people could hold in their hands. I know that Cindy has, like you, Pat, has a collection of cookbooks in the house, so she wanted to have something that people can hold and follow the instructions. But I agree with you 100%. I think a lot of recipes, especially if you have recipes or if you have your grandmother's old recipes or your mother's old recipes, it's something that you want to keep because eventually you don't want those things to disappear. And you could literally scan your grandmother's old recipes or old cue cards and write it out and talk about how that was something that you enjoyed, and other people are going to want to do it because people are going to want to have those traditional meals or have those meals, and you don't want to get those lost. And I feel especially the people who are Caribbean, there is not a lot of Caribbean cookbooks out there, which surprised me when we were doing the research for this book, how few Caribbean cookbooks are out there. So if you have those traditional recipes, I think that there's definitely a market for it. Whether you do a book or you do a blog or you just even put it online on your Instagram and your Facebook, there's definitely a lot of people, especially the younger generation, who want to cook these things but are scared to do it. Jamaican patties, once we broke the code and did it, is relatively easy to do, but it's something I've never seen people do in a house. So it's crazy how many people have sent us Instagram photos and Facebook photos of them making it from scratch, because it's not something that you traditionally think of something cooking at home. But it's relatively easy, and even Stretch can do it.
Stretch?
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying a word.
Okay, Stretch. Stretch, if we bring you the patties, can you, like, heat it up at least? Can we give it to you so that if I give you detailed instructions on how to heat a patty?
I will heat it up,
walking
sir.
To every single store in Montreal and getting free patties because you are Stretch. So, you know, I know that you're famous. So, you know, like, I just want to be able to make sure. Like, we'll bring you some patties the next time she makes them.
Be honest with you. I'm just curious because one of my friends, his father had the biggest patty business in Jamaica. It's no longer there because they passed through Bruce's Patty in Crossroads. And I was always curious. A lot of people make things and they call them patties. And even in Toronto, they had a thing that the guy in charge wanted them not to call the Jamaican beef patty patties. So they took them to court, and of course they won. Patty was a big thing in my lifetime growing up. So when I saw these patties in that cookbook, I said, what do they know about making patties? And then I took a closer look. I got out my binoculars and everything, and my magnifying glass, and I took a closer look. I love the coloring. I love the flakiness of the patty itself. And I say, you know, I have to sample this. Then I heard it was Jesse and his wife. I say, well, Jesse, we'll have to fatten me up with some of these patties because they're looking good. So I really would like to try.
Problem.
All right.
What?
Stretch? Yes.
When the COVID is over, you're going to host us. And you're going to make a board. We're going to task you with the food board. Okay, Uncle Seth?
Yes, it will have a lot of spanners, pliers, no, everything on the board. Don't worry.
Mama, send me your next book, How to Turn Neanderthals into Cooks. Okay?
The next book is How to Cut Food Without Chopping Your Hand Off.
Yes, yes, yes.
There you go.
I agree with that.
I'm really proud of you. And yep. I find it very inspiring. And congratulations once again, Amazon.ca. And where can people find you on social media,
I was just
Cindy?
About to ask that.
Repeat your website.
I was just about to ask where people can find you. Because
Cindy, let me tell you something, darling. You have to jump in. You're amongst talkers, and they will talk off your head. So jump in.
I'm used to interrupting you guys. So basically, Chef Cindy CA is all her social media. So the website is chefcindy.ca. But if you go to Chef Cindy CA, all one word, her Instagram, her Facebook, her Twitch, all the social media is there. So if you want to see some amazing pictures of what Cindy's cooked, not only for the book, but for her home, because she won't say it because she's modest, but I'm not modest, you know me. Cindy's an amazing baker. She bakes amazing cakes, makes great drinks, makes great food. So if you go on her Instagram page, Chef Cindy CA, all one word, you'll see some of the pictures not only in the book, but you'll see some of the other stuff that she's cooked. Like I said, there's some chocolate cake, some cookies, some amazing things like that. So if you want to go on there, all the links to the cookbook are there and everything is there. And, you know, what we love is all the people who've been cooking with the book, sending us pictures. It's been amazing how people have cooked the food and sent us pictures, and the pictures look like the book, which is it's a crazy feeling of having.
To try a recipe out of this book.
Yeah, we're going to do the ravioli first, I think.
Okay. So you just chose the hardest. You chose the hardest recipe.
Yes, it's one of the hardest. Yeah, well, you see, I can make pasta, but I had long time wanted to do ravioli. But the way it is in the book, the step-by-step pictures, a feeling brain. Now, they're going to be ugly, but they will taste amazing.
I you know what? I don't think they'll be ugly. I think they'll be beautiful. So I can't wait to post the pictures of your ravioli and pictures of Stretch's chopped food. That's okay. What I'm waiting for.
Now, I'm sure it's going to be beautiful. I mean,
I only use simple utensils in the kitchen. I didn't use any extravagant type of machinery. So it's really simple. So I'm looking forward to seeing your pictures.
Okay. Thank you for spending time with us. And it's nice to see that Slightly Illegal has grown up and is now publishing. Go on.
Yeah. I'm no longer slightly illegal. I'm now partially illegal. So,
would you turn peopleish now? You're peopleish now.
Yeah, Slightly Illegal publication now does cookbooks. I guess we'll do children's books next. You know how it is. We're just going older.
Books, so we'll talk to you. Watch this. I'll have Storm call you.
No problem. She has my number on all her phones, on her sister's phones, and everywhere else. So, yes, not a problem.
Take care, you guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pat, Stormy, Father Stretch. Thank you so much. And Stretch, I will deliver you some patties.
No, I'm very serious.
At the same time.
You know
how I make my drinks, Stretch.
Yes,
so
sir.
Know,
I've felt your hands. But I would just want to say to you and your lovely wife, beautiful cookbook. Me would be willing to try it. Believe you me. Yeah. And the pictures, edible.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.
I'm telling you. I enjoy looking at that book, boy, but I was totally hungry. Patricia, are you there? All right, I guess not. Talking of the food. So I'm going to play a little bit of Soul Makossa. On Boom Boom Time on a Sunday afternoon, it's 4:53 in the p.m. hours, and I just finished talking about food. I hope there's food upstairs to eat because I'm going to eat this microphone shortly. So sit back, relax. I have two young ladies that I want to talk to, and Gemma, can you get them lined up for me at 5 o'clock? I would love to do it at 5 so I can get in some music for the people, all right? Soul Makossa.
Mosoma. Amuna ye, koma sama kosa. Tanga, umbusa tanga, ne sama kosa. Nika. Yeah.
Yomse, Yomse, Bala Yomse, Makosa. Bala Ruka Rona Ye, Ewa, Bala Rona Makosa, Bala.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
When your parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Social 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. I'm just, I changed the time on Gemma and her crew because of circumstances. We need to get in some of the music for some people that enjoys that. And I have to apologize to the gentleman who called me while I'm doing this. I just had to sort of hang up quickly. And I am sorry about that. You know what? Let me just put a little Forever in Love. Forever in Love with Mr. Kennedy in the background. And let me read this to you. Play Mass, Montreal Cultural Association. The 11th annual A Taste of Tea. Our first virtual Caribbean tea party celebrating Black Excellence and International Women's Day. That will take place Sunday, March the 7th, 2021, on Zoom. Fine young ladies here that are moving their community, doing things in the community. That is wonderful to hear. You know, some people tend to think of the young folks as not worthy because they don't seem to want to do anything. But we don't see the people, the underlying people who are doing things and making a movement. If you hear some of these young people about their social awareness and the association of things that they have founded, it's totally beautiful. All right? So I'm waiting on them, and Once again, let me say hello to Miss Patricia Dillon Moore. I guess she must have taken off behind Leave My Food Alone, okay? That's all may I say. Hello, Pat, are you there? Oh, Gemma is here. All right.